As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Burt Show.
It's too important a topic, and the problem is it hasn't been marketed and branded properly.
But we're going to do it. We even tried to pass a breastfeeding bill, remember?
Yep, which we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we sure tried.
But we can do a rap and a music video.
Well, a form of it passed.
Yeah, a form of it passed, but
really
it wasn't.
Really lame form of it passed. So, Abby, before you joined the show, you want to explain exactly what the thing was all about? Because I don't even remember the specifics.
It was a watered-down breastfeeding bill. So a teacher emailed us, and she had a dilemma, and it had to do with her supervisor and her pumping situation at work, right? And she needed to maintain her pumping situation to maintain the milk flow so she can, because she had a goal to breastfeed her child up to a year. And the supervisor was being, just being a butt about it, right? So we were trying to figure out what rights she had. We had a lawyer come on, and come to find out, like, there really were no rights in the school district for her to be able to pump when she needed to pump, right?
She'd have to take time off or do it on her break.
Yeah, it was insane. So we got the lawyer on, and then we started getting like state senators on, and she wrote a bill. I think it's like Charlotte's Law. I think it was the daughter's name. Was Charlotte's Law? Yeah. Wow. And so we pushed and pushed and pushed, and ours did not go through because there was another bill being presented on the House floor, because we had a senator, I believe, another bill being presented on the House floor that did go through, but it was a very watered down version of what we had and didn't, like, it accomplished some of what we wanted, but not all of what we wanted.
Well, which is a great reason to do this rap, really, because what we wanted back then was to be able, women to be able to breastfeed wherever they wanted. Mm-hmm. Okay, look, you're in school, you can go somewhere in school, they can have a room there, a dedicated room, or
they
at least go in her office.
They have to have a dedicated room.
It didn't really pass like that at all.
I had no idea I was joining a group of breastfeeding influencers,
yes.
But I'll try and catch up.
We like to think of ourselves as booby allies.
There you go.
Okay. And we feel like we should, that you guys should be able to breastfeed wherever you want, which was the subject of an email we got a few days ago from a woman saying that, look, my husband doesn't really like when his sister breastfeeds in public, and he's asked me to talk to my sister.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah, sister-in-law, right, about it. So it has sort of developed, because Cassie mentioned some things that just sounded like a Dr. Seuss book when she was talking about breastfeeding and where you should be able to breastfeed, and we ran with it, right? And it came down to yesterday, Mo doing a rap about breastfeeding that came out way better than any of us had expected. This thing is amazing.
I'm glad. I mean, honestly, I felt a lot of pressure because KK came through with the lyrics, and I was actually amazed as I started to like try to put it to the beat. There wasn't much I had to change, so you really did have bars. But I did feel like since this was the first one ever and that we had went so far to make this happen, like, I was like, I gotta nail this. So I definitely felt the pressure. But, yeah, I tried to do the best I could.
I've never seen you concentrate so hard on a rap on the show. Like, you've done several, like, we've come up with several rap bits and rap segments and stuff like that. And this one, you put your heart and soul in this one.
I knew it was important.
If you missed it yesterday, here it was.
Congratulations. Today is the day. You brought home a brand new baby. Formula in a bottle or milk in your breast. You may be exhausted, but you up for the test. For the mamas who can and choose to offer boo. These next few lines are just for you. You can breastfeed on a bench, breastfeed with a wrench, breastfeed at the store, breastfeed while you snore. You can breastfeed on the phone, you can breastfeed all alone. You can breastfeed in a crowd, you can breastfeed with a shroud. Breastfeed on a plane, breastfeed with Lil Wayne. You can breastfeed on a potty, yo, while eating manicotti. You can breastfeed with a friend, breastfeed while you bend. Breastfeed in a bed, you can breastfeed in a shed. You can breastfeed while you work, you can breastfeed while you twerk. Breastfeed at the park, you can breastfeed in the dark. While watching TV, flying with E.T., or on Amazon while you're on a shopping spree. You can breastfeed in a chair, breastfeed as a pair. Breastfeed while you share, you can breastfeed anywhere. See, mama? They try to tell you what to do and where. And all you gotta do is give them that mama stare. If they don't like it, then they can kick rocks. It's 2023. They need to check their clocks. So you can use a bottle or you can use a boob. It's all good, mama. The choosing is up to you. Ugh, now get some rest so you can do your best. Cause we all know breastfeeding is the best.
Do you think I can request that at the club this weekend? Do you know breastfeeding by Mo?
Put that breastfeeding joint on. I want to hear that.
All right, so we figured, look, this thing could go viral in itself, just that, right? Uh-huh. Never been done before. We want to go next step, though, and we want to make a video.
This is Cassie's brainchild. Uh-huh. I love how, like, this is the beauty of this show and how, like, when we brainstorm and it goes right. So it starts with a listener's email, right? So that's the impetus. And then Cassie talking about where she breastfeeds. And then Bert throwing out a Seuss line and then Mo throwing out a Seuss line. And then me making a whole Seuss story. And then Mo turning into a rap. And Cassie's like, I want to do a music video!
The evolution of it all.
And now here we are.
All right, so we really haven't worked out the details of the video yet.
No.
So what are we asking for? Are we asking for women that are currently breastfeeding to be in our video?
That's what I would love. I would love to see listeners who are currently breastfeeding, who are comfortable breastfeeding in public and being filmed breastfeeding. So that's what we want, it to be a celebration of being able to breastfeed in public. This is to support that, a celebration of it. So if you have a baby and you're breastfeeding and you're comfortable doing it in public, and I wouldn't mind having a couple of bottle fed mamas too in there, representation for all. So sign up at thebertshow.com. There's a form. If you're comfortable and you want to do it, we'll email out about dates and have a little music video shoot.
You have to be able to breastfeed while eating manicotti though.
Yes.
Yes. Right. And next to Lil Wayne.
It's right there.
We're still working on that. So okay, anybody listening, here's another ask. Cassie's asking for the breastfeeding mamas and also mamas using formula, because bottom line, fed is best, okay? But if anybody has an in with Lil Wayne, we would appreciate it. Hit me up. Kristen at the Burt Show.
What rapper wouldn't say yes?
Right.
That's right.
I wish I could hear that call.
Right.
When they ask Lil Wayne if he's available for the breastfeeding video.
Kristen at thebertshow.com. Shoot me an email and we will try to get a mama breastfeeding while eating manicotti on the potty, on a plane, and Lil Wayne.
So is there already like a part of our website that's set up for people to sign up at, or is it just email us?
No, you can go to thebertshow.com. Okay. There's a form to fill out, so we'll have all your contact information.
All right, again, it's thebertshow.com.
The Burt Show.